And now, some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Dr. Ramzi Farah is here to address the best way to select the proper sunscreen. He's an associate professor of medicine and pathology and the division chief of dermatology here at Upstate. Dr. Farah, how do you know which SPF to pick?
That's a good question. And it's essentially more important to reapply your sunscreens frequently than to go by the SPF. But having said that, broadly speaking, we recommend and the Academy recommends an SPF of 30 or above. But as long as you use 30 and apply it regularly every 2 to 3 hours when you're out in direct suns, an SPF of 30 would suffice. You don't need SPF of 200. You also want to look at the label and make sure it gets both UVA and UVB. Sunscreens are traditionally weaker at getting UVA radiation. And I would just add that the higher SPFs do a little bit better job at that. But again, it's not absolutely necessary as long as you put that SPF 30 every 2 to 3 hours in direct sun. And I'm partial to two chemicals in the sunscreen, or two ingredients, rather than say chemicals, because they're inert, so they don't react with anything in your body. And those ingredients are zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. They're physical blockers, and they physically block the rays from the sun. And these days, these ingredients are formulated in a very elegant way, so you don't have the lifeguard look of the pasty sunscreen on your nose. And the other thing to keep in mind is there's no such thing as a waterproof sunscreen. So after you get out of the water, you need to reapply your sunscreen. And I'll also mention that you need to apply your sunscreen a half hour before you go out in the sun.
Same for children and adults?
Essentially, yes. It's the same thing for children and adults. Some sunscreens are marketed for kids, but they're pretty similar. The caveat is perhaps don't apply, the recommendation is don't apply sunscreens to kids below 6 months of age. Below 6 months of age, it's probably better to just give them protective clothing.
Thank you so much, Dr. Farah.
Thank you.